The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining me today. We are midweek. It is Wednesday, and the beat goes on. Joe Biden is having a rare news conference, and he does have an earpiece in, and I understand why, so it can translate the responses from President Yoon and the reporters for Joe. But I was watching a little bit of this press conference live on my computer. I'm not one for the tinfoil hat side of the argument, but if there was ever a time where I thought someone could be speaking in his ear and giving him directives on what to say, it would be now. Because I just heard him explaining semiconductors, and he was really getting into the weeds. It did seem like maybe he was having a little bit of help. But then I oftentimes think to myself, because remember yesterday we were talking about the Don Lemon, Vivek Ramaswamy interview? And at one point in the interview, if you could even call it that, it was really just Don Lemon throwing a fit and Vivek Ramaswamy having to witness it alongside Poppy Harlow. But halfway through the interview, Don Lemon says, I can't have this conversation with you guys piping in my ears or something along those lines, because the producers must have been saying, you sound like a moron, let's end this interview now, which was distracting. So sometimes when I see Joe with an earpiece and I think, even if they could talk in his ear, I think it would throw him off more. I think we'd end up with more confusion rather than less. So I don't know if there's anything from this that's really spicy. We will pull it and play it for you. But as of right now, he just seems to be explaining a lot of things we already know.
Yeah, he hit the nobody knew what the hell the supply chain was a year ago.
Okay, that's what I thought he was talking about.
A couple other different things.
He really
that he rehashed. The same stuff he rehashed yesterday, pretty much.
He's a big rehasher. Do you prefer when he's rehashing things from a week ago or rehashing things from 10,000 years ago?
Oh, I love the tales of yore.
Yeah, I'm a 10,000-year rehash kind of girly myself. No, but I did hear him going into the supply chain change crisis, and it's amazing. You want to talk the soft bigotry of low expectations. This guy has the lowest expectations for Americans that you've ever heard of in your entire life. He doesn't think we understand inflation. He doesn't think we understand the supply chain crisis. He doesn't think we've heard of these things until. And you know what? If that's true, Joe, the only reason we're hearing about all of these things now is because everything you touch turns to bleep. So we have no choice. I would love to be able to tell people I've never heard of inflation before. It just hasn't affected me all that much. Unfortunately, when I go to the grocery store, I don't even need the Joe Biden bullet point rundown or the Ron Klain explanation for what inflation is. I can just feel it. You feel it when you look at the price of eggs, you know? It's one of those things, you get it right away. 844-500-4242. Two big updates for you. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the elimination of Reedy Creek. The House of Mouse, this is from the New York Post, accused DeSantis, his five-member board that oversees the now-defunct Reedy Creek Improvement District, and other state officials of launching a targeted campaign of government retaliation against the company. Like I said earlier, and I got to give major kudos to David Harsanyi, who wrote an excellent piece back in March about this whole situation, this is nothing new. politicians in government retaliating against businesses because they don't like how they're getting involved in politics is nothing new. The only difference is, as Harsanyi put it, the left is used to having a monopoly on that front. They're used to the Gavin Newsoms of the world telling Walgreens what to do. And you know what? There is another difference here. And I think you might have pointed this out, Jared, when it comes to, because a lot of people keep referring to like Walgreens or Chick-fil-A and saying, well, you know, that was examples of private companies and their agenda or their beliefs not matching up, and then therefore politicians retaliating against them. I think actually in Boston, it was, we had a Menino who said, you know, there'll never be a Chick-fil-A in Boston or something like that. But the difference is that Disney was lobbying against this don't say gay bill, which wasn't a don't say gay bill. Newsflash, you can go to Florida and say gay. There's plenty of gay people in Florida. And the reason I don't think anyone actually believes it's a don't say gay bill is because there's a lot of notable gay people who vacation in Florida, who go to Miami. There's a lot of Democrats who continue to visit the Sunshine State. But let's put that all aside. Disney was actively trying to involve themselves in the political process. They were trying to throw their weight around. And now they found out that if you want to throw your weight around, that's fine, but you might lose your special privileges. It's not constitutional that Disney gets special perks. Did they write that in the Constitution? Did they have Mickey Mouse? Is Mickey Mouse, can we Google that? Is Mickey Mouse mentioned in the Constitution? No, I don't think he is. So I think this is all fair game. The second update I have for you, and we can talk to Howie a little bit about this, Randy Weingarten, teachers union, helped coordinate CDC's 2021 school reopening guidance, records reveal.
What?
Yeah, I'm the only thing I'm surprised by, Jared, is why this is a headline, because I thought we already knew this, that she was going back and forth on the verbiage of opening up schools. I think now it's all coming to a head because she's set, I believe, to testify in one of these congressional hearings. I cannot wait to hear what she has to say for herself, because she was really one of the biggest proponents of shutting down schools. And she also has the audacity to constantly be tweeting about Ron DeSantis, about book bannings, about all of these things. And every time she tweets something, you know, for the children, I just think you single-handedly did more to damage the mental health and the educational progress of children in America than maybe anyone else. It would be a tough competition, Jared, to decide who damaged kids more, Dr. Fauci or Randy Weingarten. And the truth is, they just didn't care. They didn't care because if you look at Randy Weingarten's history, her career history, she is as power hungry as they come. So she had no problem using those kids as hostages to get more money for the unions, you know, to play hardball. It didn't matter that the kids were suffering. It didn't matter that their parents, you know, couldn't go back to work because their kids were still at home and they were watching their kids sit on their computers at the counter for hours and hours a day. That didn't matter to Randy Weingarten. That was just the price she had to pay. And so she is, according to the New York Post, Randy Weingarten spoke twice by phone with CDC Director Rochelle Walensky in the week leading up to the February 12, 2021 announcement that halted the full reopening of in-person classes, including the day before the guidance was released. AFT and its fellow union, the National Education Association, also asked the White House and CDC for help shaping its press strategy to show the rank and file they and the Biden administration were on the same page. You think any of these teachers' unions wanted to make it clear that they were on the same page as the Trump administration? Hey, Mr. President, Mr. Trump, we just want to make sure we're all on the same page here going forward. I don't think so. I don't think that was any sort of priority. The record shows Walensky took a call from Weingarten on February 7th, 5 days before the CDC released its operational strategy for K through 12 schools through phase mitigation. Again, I just go back to the cut we played earlier. And if you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the podcast of Dr. Fauci claiming that the reason people were hesitant to follow the rules or to do what they were told is because there was like a messaging issue. You guys were on top of this messaging like I've never seen in my life. The coordination, the planning, the strategizing, it was all there. The issue was not the messaging. The issue was the message that it just didn't add up. It didn't make any sense. How come Florida, since she, you know, Randy Weingarten hates Florida. She hates Ron DeSantis. How come Florida was able to keep their schools open? But Randy Weingarten was insistent that everything else stay closed. That never made any sense to me. Hopefully she'll get asked about it at these congressional hearings coming up very, very soon. 844-500-4242. It says Biden talks about age in 2024 bid.
He doesn't say much about it.
Yeah. I mean,
his response was the polls are where the polls have been.
Should we check them, Jack? I think maybe we should. I still can't get over the fact that now we have proof that Biden actually ran against a 63-year-old at one point and criticized a 63-year-old for being past his prime or losing. He didn't even say it. He didn't say past his prime. He didn't pull a Don Lemon. He said he doesn't have the twinkle in his eye anymore. When do we think Joe Biden lost the twinkle in his eye?
How's an old guy do that?
I couldn't, even if he had a twinkle in his eye, he always has the aviators on. I would never know. Here's some good news, though. Here's something I do know. I do know that Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers. And they really didn't even have to, Jared, because their burgers have always been amazing, but they're always going to the next level. That's what Omaha Steaks is all about. And now they have their juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Here's how good these burgers are, okay? It's filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. You can get the Burger Perfection flight today and get free shipping. Plus, you get $20 off orders of $129 or more when you use promo code GRACE at checkout. And then that's all well and good. But we were talking about these burgers so much, and we've had our experience with Omaha Steaks. We know the quality. That Jared actually went out of his way and said, I'm not going to put this to the test here and have the box come in and have to fight my coworkers, fight the baby boomers, fight the Gen Zers. He said, I'm going to get my own box.
Exactly. That's what I call power slacking. But I did. I'm very excited. My Burger Perfection flight plus add-ons will be showing up Saturday, and I can't wait to get my grill on that. I'm really eyeing the ribeye burger. That's definitely where I'm going to go first. But the thing about it is, with the Burger Perfection flight, you get four of each variety of the burgers. So you're not just getting a sample. You're getting a helping of these burgers.
Yeah, it's a lot of burger. And you can go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code GRACE at checkout to get an extra $20 off your orders of $129 or more, plus free shipping. You don't want to wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code GRACE at checkout to get that extra $20 off your orders of $129 or more and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. Listen up. We got a very special guest coming up next. Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care is in studio. He's going to answer all of your car questions. So get on the line now and we'll go right to the callers. It's 844-500-4242. If you have any questions regarding your automobile, now is the time. Get on the line. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. The show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Not a joke.
Start your engines. It's Mechanic Monday with Grace Curley and Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care.
And man, did I like that 57 Ford Fairlane.
Get your questions in for Bill now, 844-500-4242.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are thrilled to be joined by Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care. He is in studio, and he is ready to answer all of your car questions. The number, if you want to call in, is 844-500-4242. And Bill, if people want to visit your shop and maybe check it out, where can they go?
We're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, and it's 781-331-6068. Great to be here.
All right. We're excited to have you. We got a lot of people who have some questions for you, and we're going to go to the calls in a second here, so get on the lines. Again, it's 844-500-4242. One question I wanted to start with today is that the Biden administration and the left, they're very hell-bent on not just transitioning over to electric vehicles, but eventually making it very hard for people to get access to a non-electric vehicle. What is that eventually? And they keep saying like years, you know, 2030. At one point it was 2035, then it was 2032. The last I heard it was 2030. So it's getting closer and closer. Who knows? They're going to get a lot of pushback from unions and certain companies. But if they're able to do this successfully, and if they're able to kind of phase out anything that's not an electric vehicle, what does that do to the value of cars now, gas-powered cars? Is it going to make it this relic that nobody wants, or are people going to start to really pay a premium to have the freedom of, you know, owning a gas-powered car?
I mean, that's a great question. So it's a kind of a supply and demand thing where, I mean, if you still have access through, you know, a gas station, then, you know, kind of you can sell these cars at auction for probably like really high dollars, you know, kind of like a classic vehicle. You know, I was just at a Barrett-Jackson auction a couple weeks ago, and you know, some of these 30, 40-year-old cars going for $500,000.
Really?
And, yeah. You know, things, cars you can't get anymore. So, yeah, it'll be like an antique.
Yeah, and I had a guest on recently, and he was saying that when people talk about electric vehicles, and, you know, it depends on who you talk to, obviously, depends on what their agenda is, but there's a lot of talk about the technology in electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a guest, David Harsanyi, who's come on the show a couple times, and he said, if you really look at it, At best, it's a lateral technology. At worst, there's some downsides to having an electric vehicle as opposed to the reverse.
I mean, this technology has been around since the 1800s, so it's nothing actually new. I mean, they have new technology with the electric part of it, but it's electric vehicles have been around since the 1800s, so it's nothing new. And I was just talking to Jared. So one of the drawbacks of these electric vehicles is they're going to be dropping AM reception from the cars. Because as they say, it interferes with the electric part of the vehicle. So the listeners need to be concerned about that.
Yeah, I know. And I heard Sean Hannity talking about that. And actually, you know what's crazy is Sean Hannity and of all people, Senator Ed Markey are on the same side of this issue. Senator Ed Markey thinks that we need the AM in case there's an emergency, which I don't want to downplay that, but my emergency is I want people to be able to hear the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of people obviously listen on cell phones and apps, but still the principle of the matter is you should have access to it either way. 844-500-4242. And obviously another big question that people have for you, Bill, involves whether or not to buy or to lease a car right now based off the market.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I just had to lease some vehicles. And so we used Toyota Camrys for our company, and the payments have doubled.
Really?
Yeah, because the residual, you're buying the depreciation out of them. The car makers are predicting that the cars aren't going to be worth as much at the end for some reason. So we used to pay, when I first started, it was like $150 a month, and it was like $250, and our last one was $570 a month for a Camry.
So if someone can, they should buy their car.
Well, you know, do the math.
Yeah.
So the payment on a new one compared to a lease, you know, it's still cheaper to lease, but, you know, just do the math. But I would highly recommend you buy out a lease at this point in time because you can actually buy it and you can make money on the open market. Like, I'm talking $5,000 to $10,000.
Got it.
So it's a big hit.
Okay. All right, everyone. When we come back, we're going right to your calls. It's 844-500-4242. Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care can answer your car questions when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are joined in studio by Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. And before we do the poll question, we're going to go to the calls. But Jared, just a heads up. When we do the poll question, because Bill brought something up to me, we're going to need to give him a breakdown of the age ranges in each group so that he can make an accurate choice in today's PQ. Before we go to that, though, let's head to the callers. If you have a question for Bill, the number is 844-500-4242. I'll also read any text questions we get in, but make sure you call in because callers always get the priority. So let's go to Craig. You're up first with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, Grace. Hi, Bill.
My
question is, where is everybody that's required to get an electric vehicle supposed to plug it in? Because a lot of Americans live in apartment buildings under the supervision of a landlord that's not willing to provide electric chargers for their tenants. And they work at places where their employers aren't going to provide them with charging stations. They're going to say, you charge your car at home. The only way it's going to get charged is if it's subsidized by the government, in which case a charging station at an apartment building in the inner city is going to go to waste in a couple of years. So what's the solution for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the infrastructure, that's the problem with these EV vehicles because the infrastructure is really not there yet. So if you live in an apartment in Boston and the landlord doesn't have one or won't allow you to hook one up, you know, there's really no alternative. There's no, like, gas station or electric station you can go and just charge your car up at this point in time that I know of.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
This might be a stupid question, but we've talked about this before on the show. When I go to these stores, right, and they have the nice little spot outside for the electric vehicles, it's usually empty. So that's very tempting right there. But when people use those, is that free? For them, I mean. I know nothing's really free.
Yeah, so somebody's paying for it. But I think at this point in time, it's free. And that's the attractive thing about it. But it's, you know, you have to pay, you know, somebody is paying the electric bill. So there's no free lunch. And it's no such thing as zero emissions because the emissions being, you know, it's produced somewhere else. So all you're doing is shifting the problem somewhere else.
Well, right. And also there's a whole conversation about, you know, who's making the parts that are creating these electric vehicles. And a lot of times that kind of production's happening in China.
Yes.
So it's not going to be very good for the auto industry, I wouldn't assume.
No. And disposing of the old batteries is an issue. So they got some thinking to do.
For sure.
Well, Craig doesn't have to worry because the Green New Deal is going to rebuild every building in America.
Well, they brought back the Green New Deal yesterday. AOC rolled it out again. This is like the Green New Deal 2.0. I don't know if anything's changed, but you know what? I actually think that America's appetite for the Green New Deal then versus now, because I think it was years ago she originally brought it out. I think people are less intrigued by it now because now we're seeing the results of a lot of this kind of ESG and a lot of, you know, people are sick of it already. So then when you come out with this again, I think people want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, we've built back and it is not better.
It is not better, unfortunately. Okay, so the number is 844-500-4242. Thank you for the call. Craig, if you have any questions for Bill Broussard, that is the number and we will take your questions. But first, I have a question for Bill. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is which is the hardest working generation? The baby boomers, Generation X, millennials, or Gen Z?
Okay, so I was asking Bill about this because he has a lot of people working at his shop. And Bill's question, which is very valid, is what are the breakdowns of these? Because not everybody knows what age it starts and stops at.
Right. So the baby boomers are 1946 to 1964. Generation X is 1965 to, there's some murky area, whether it's 1980 or 1983. The millennials are that 80, 83 range to 96. And Gen Z is 96 until about 2014-ish.
So I'm going to vote hardest workers. I'm voting millennials because I'm a millennial and I want to represent my age group. And I think I work hard. So I'm going to say millennials.
Yeah. So I consider myself a hard worker. So I would be the X generation, but I would say the boomers, like my dad's generation, where they got a job and they had it for 30 years and they retired from that job. And, you know, my dad worked 6 days a week, two or three jobs, you know, at a time. So that's what we knew because they were thankful to have a job.
Right. Now, you employ a lot of people, and you said you have pretty much all different ages. Do you notice a difference in work ethic versus one versus the other?
Yeah. So I'd say the younger generation, it's, you know, there's a mindset now, you know, they're trying to go down to a 4-day work week. So
we've talked about that on the show.
Yeah. So the younger generation, it's hard. You got to kiss a lot of frogs to get your prince.
Yeah, you gotta go through some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they just have a different mindset too. They're not married to any sort of company. Like if they think there's greener pastures, they're gonna bounce.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll leave you for the silliest things like, hey, there's a job down the street offering free Netflix.
And you say, well, what about Hulu? Bill, I'm reading an article.
So baby boomers in the lead, 80%, 17% for Generation X. 2% for the millennials, 1% for Gen Z. And just for a reference point, Joe Biden is in the silent generation, which precedes the baby boomers.
Really?
That's 1928 to 1945. Mm. He's 3 years into the silent generation.
Silent generation.
Is that like silent movies?
I wish it was silent now.
Yeah, no, now it's the opposite. It's noisy.
They're the silent generation because they grew up during the Great Depression, so they really didn't have any voice or saying anything.
Okay. Well, Bill, here's a question for you. It says, car supply is stabilizing, but prices are slow to fall for some brands. Mm-hmm. Consumers may not see the benefits just yet, as foreign and domestic manufacturer supply differs. This is from AutoWeek.com. So the car supply is stabilizing. Are you noticing that as far as what people are buying and kind of whether or not people are able to afford these cars?
So I need to buy some more loaner cars for my shop. And so I bought my vehicles out because they don't have them on the lot. So like we use Corollas. So it's going to take 3 or 4 months, maybe 6 months, for me to receive those vehicles. I was just talking to my cousin. He was saying his son ordered a Sienna and it took a year. It's taken a year for a Toyota Sienna. So, you know, I think the car makers, you know, who knows what the future holds, but they're slow playing these cars because now you can demand more money for them. So they're selling less cars, but they're getting more money for them. So I think there's a little game being played here.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. 844-500-4242. Jared, I know you had a question for Bill.
Yeah, so I think Howie touched on this a couple of weeks back, the massive catalytic converter theft ring. That it right here in Massachusetts. And so we'd heard the catalytic converters so is that still going on? And you were actually telling me that there's kind of a new security system.
Yeah, so you can put there's a shield they make where the bolts, you need a special key to get the bolts off. So you put the shield over the catalytic converter, you bolt it onto the frame. But, like, you know, we were talking when there's a will, there's a way. If they want that catalytic converter, it's just a deterrent. You know, they'll tow your car. You know, so, you know, there's other things. You can park it in a lighted spot. I'm sure Toby from Capeway Gunwork has some ideas where how to protect your vehicle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, unfortunately, people are still stealing the catalytic converters. You know, it's probably better to go get a job.
Yeah, yeah, no, I would
I wonder
think
what
so.
Age group is stealing them.
Very, very true. 844-500-4242. Yeah, it's crazy how these cars now, and, you know, we talk a lot about San Francisco and stuff. People are actually putting signs on their cars just saying, there's nothing in here. Please don't steal my car. Please don't steal my converter. Please don't try to take anything out. They're like pleading with people to just leave my car alone. And that's normal. That's just an everyday event in San Francisco. Ronald, you're up next with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Ronald.
Yes, I've been wondering, when I put gasoline in my automobile, I pay probably 50 cents a gallon to road tax. How are they planning on collecting road tax when people are supposedly charging their vehicles at home or in the garage or wherever?
Well, that's a great question. So I would think they're just going to tax the electricity that you're plugging into your vehicle.
Yeah, there'll probably be some type of surcharge per kilowatt hour.
Yeah, I have read that. I don't think they've figured that out yet, but they'll find a way.
These are all really good questions.
That's a great question.
You would think we'd hear more of these questions, I don't know, from journalists or from politicians who maybe aren't on board with this transformation. But really, you only hear about it here at the Grace Curley Show. Strange. And the Howie Carr Show, I should mention. I had one more thing I wanted to tell you, Bill, before we go back to the calls. You hear about this new tactic with the climate change warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this might end up benefiting you. They're going around slashing tires.
Ah.
And they were doing it. I think they were doing it in Beacon Hill. Howie was on Fox talking about it recently. I just want your reaction to that, because that's pricey. I mean, you hear that and you think, okay, they're slashing tires.
Sure.
Maybe if it's not happening to you, you don't realize it. But replacing a tire is a pain in the butt, and it's expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. I mean, you could probably get your insurance involved, but what they're not taking into account is, you know, these tires are made from petroleum. So they're actually polluting the environment, because now you have to dispose of that tire.
Oh, you have
to produce a new tire. And that's what these vehicles, a lot of, you know, vinyls and plastics are made from. It's petroleum based. So if you eliminate fossil fuels, you're eliminating most of the car.
Paper tires. Cardboard tires.
Yeah.
George, you're up Soli next tires. With Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, George.
Hi, I hear a lot of ads on the radio about aftermarket warranties. My wife's car will be off her factory warranty in a couple months. And are any of them as good as they sound?
Yeah, some of them are good. I know CNA is a really good one. You got to be careful, like the Car Shield. You got, you know, Shaq O'Neal on there like a celebrity. I've had customers bring those in and they don't cover anything. So just do your research, read the reviews, you know, read that fine print. But they can be very pricey, and then, you know, you sticker shock when you go in to do it. Well, they'll replace, like, an internal part of the motor, but they won't pay to, you know, the other stuff around it. So you get some of them are scams, so you got to really do your homework on them.
Yeah, good advice. Always good advice. Bill, please tell people where they can visit you, and if they want to call you first before they come in, what's the number?
The phone number is 781-331-6068. And we're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth on Route 3A.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Bill Broussard. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer is on. I love the Thunderstorm because it gets rid of kitchen smells. As a lot of people probably know, I am not the greatest cook, but that doesn't mean that I don't try all the time. And so when I do have a kitchen disaster, I turn on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Gets rid of the smoke, gets rid of the smells, and it leaves everything good as new. And if you have, maybe you're not a cook, maybe you have a pet, maybe you have someone in your house who has tobacco odors or has allergies, this is going to get rid of all of that, and it's going to make your life a lot easier. Jared, what do you use the Thunderstorm for?
I use it a lot for my allergies, because what it does is it actually ionizes the air, which eliminates allergens and pollutants the way it does with odors. It's great for my allergies. That's why I keep one in the car, so I can have that fresh ionized air in my car. I use it in my basement just to keep things from getting stale, and I'll even use it in the kitchen.
Yeah, and if you want to take advantage of the BOGO offer that ends this Sunday, get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier today at EdenPureDeals.com with code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. Shipping is free. I'm watching right now. This is live at Capitol Hill. It's Randy Weingarten. Seems to be using her hands quite a bit, gesticulating a lot. She seems,
she's bopping. There's like a rhythm going.
I can't hear her, Jared. And I'm not complaining. But she, if I had to guess, I would say she's yelling. It almost seems like right now she'd be screeching.
She's yelling and she's blaming President Trump for everything.
It's a perfect combination. It's like chocolate and peanut butter. It goes together so well. Yelling and blaming Donald Trump. What more could you ask for? 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk to Howard Lawrence Carr. So don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. The car crossover is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared. So get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase. Speaking of Howie, he joins us now. And you know what, Howie? I'm looking at this video of Randy Weingarten. I don't know what she's saying, but just from watching her, she's flailing her arms around. She seems to be yelling a lot. I think you're going to have some sound for later on today.
Good. I'm going to play some of that Fauci sound. I wish the New York Times would release audio or video of the interview they did for the Sunday magazine. Because that was just so infuriating, just reading those quotes. I'd love to have the audio or video.
Yeah, he's really doubling down on everything. And he's, you know, I guess technically he wasn't the one to shut everything down. Other people in charge had to listen to him. But I don't think the history books are going to look back on him too kindly when it comes to shutting down the country.
Yeah, he's got to bear a large share of the responsibility. And you know, and again, I think Bobby Kennedy, the one thing I remember most from his announcement speech last week was when he said, you know, Trump had the right instincts. He didn't want to do it, but he got rolled. And I think that's what it boils down to, you know?
Yeah.
And now that it's all been proven to be a complete fiasco and a disaster, you know, Fauci just, you know, he's pulling the Pontius Pilate. You know, he's walking away from it. I can't believe he gets away with it. And even the New York Times was pushing back on him a little bit, and he got a little perturbed, I think.
Yeah, he's quick to be perturbed, I've noticed. He has a very thin skin. Hey, Howie, one other thing I want to get your take on, and I'm sure you're going to discuss it later today, but there's reports out from The Hill and from Politico that the deep state and others are celebrating Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox with anonymous leaks. It says senior ranking officials within President Joe Biden's Department of Defense are reacting to this news about Tucker with delight and outright glee. Does this just confirm that we should all be a little bit more critical about what's happening militarily and what kind of spending we're having overseas?
Yes. You mean Ukraine. I mean, yeah, I think that's what they're really excited about. How about in The Hill? They're actually quoting anonymously Republican senators. They're identifying them that they're really happy. I mean, people like McConnell, Romney, of course, the dope that he is. He allows himself to be quoted by name. And well, actually, though, Cornyn does, too, and Thune. So most of them do. But, you know, McConnell's got to be the happiest one of all about what happened.
But Howie, you know, we talk about journalism a lot and how, you know, you go back to the days where people were actually investigating things and reporting on real news. But I mean, how insane is it that no one else picks up on this? That, wait a second, they're celebrating the fact that someone was pushing back on our military and on our top institutions.
Right.
Didn't that used to be the job of everybody in journalism?
Right. So who is the leading ally of Seymour Hersh in getting out the story of the Nord Stream pipeline? It's Tucker Carlson. So Seymour Hersh is the guy who broke all those Vietnam stories about My Lai and so many other stories over the years. And his only ally is Tucker Carlson, and he has to go on to Substack to break the stories because no one will touch him. The media really are a disgrace.
They really are.
Question.
It's a sad state of affairs. Howie Carr, your favorite and your most hardworking boomer, is coming up next.